The security guards manning the entrance of the Dashengzhuan neighborhood in South Beijing do not miss a trick. They stop and quiz anyone trying to enter the walled community. "Who are you? Where are you from?" they ask. "You do not belong here. You must leave," they order. Urban planners in the Chinese capital believe they have an answer to the swelling population of millions of migrant workers flooding into the city from the countryside. Segregation. Officials say a drive to prevent crime is behind a pilot scheme for the man barricade springing up around local communities to keep undesirables out. Dashengzhuan community is one of 16 experiment neighborhoods to erect a tight security curtain. Residents must present detailed identity cards to the guards at the steel gates. CCTV cameras monitor the movements of those coming and going. Li Wujiang is the village chief at Dashengzhuan. He says since the community was sealed off and secured, the crime rate dropped and the environment improved. Li says before migrant workers were forcibly kept out, the population was overflowing, causing danger and chaos. Now residents are carefully vetted before they enter. Those who want to live here must possess correct paperwork and undergo stringent security checks. Now he says the 3,000 registered residents who pay on average $21 a month rent live in a pleasant environment. And village chief Li is right. Dashengzhuan is a quiet, orderly and friendly if poor community of single-story buildings. The lanes have little traffic. A novelty in gridlocked Beijing. Flowers have been planted around the base of trees that provide shade from the summer sun. Policemen from the resident police station say hello and chat to residents as they patrol on foot. Children play safely under the gaze of grandparents. Red propaganda banners call on the residents to create a harmonious society, the mantra of the Chinese Communist Party. Non-residents visiting friends or doing business here are allowed to enter, so long as they can provide ID that gives their name, sex, ethnic background, hometown, occupation, identity card number, and mobile phone number. Those who cannot show such details are refused entry. The gates are locked between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. Many of the residents are first-generation migrant workers who helped build modern Beijing and now call it home. They backed the scheme to tightly control who comes and lives among them. 58-year-old Yang Guamei has lived in the community for 30 years. She says before the community was securely sealed, the overcrowded streets were dangerous because of the number of unknown migrants walking freely around the neighborhood. Yang says if anyone has a room to rent, they go to the community chief and he then finds a suitable tenant from the migrant population outside of the gates. Beijing Communist Party Secretary Liu Qi recently visited the neighborhoods and praised what he says are carefully managed communities. He says the program is having a positive effect and could be implemented citywide. Other large cities, such as Shanghai and Guangzhou, are also trying similar programs. But not all is rosy in this urban paradise. Some analysts claim the secure communities are creating a form of apartheid. Some describe the program as draconian, even medieval. They argue migrant workers, the very people building modern China, are being discriminated against. Others claim the communities with their banks of CCTV cameras and security squads resemble prisons. Control is certainly paramount. We were followed by 9 security personnel from the local government and police station and photographed and filmed throughout our visit. Borg Bakin, an associate professor from the Department of Sociology at the University of Hong Kong, says such programs do not offer a solution to the management of the 250 million people in search of better lives in 21st century China. He says such secure communities create segregation and foster resentment.
It isn't fit to modern society, so it doesn't deal with the big problem of social exclusion, which is actually producing crime. This is a little band-aid on an enormous wound that has to do with social exclusion. So it won't help.
What do those who are forbidden to enter these model communities think of the program? Migrant worker Mr. Cao says the walled communities come as no surprise. Mr. Cao says without correct ID, he cannot get work, education for his children, or find a home of his liking. He says migrant workers like him are not free to choose how they live their lives. Peter Simpson for VOA News, Beijing.